AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Leading Chicago ministers and clergy are calling for peaceful protests and civil disobedience when a police video showing the shooting death of a black 17-year-old is released tomorrow. Cook County State Attorney Anita Alvarez has seen the police dash cam video of Officer Jason Van Dyke shooting Laquan McDonald.
To watch a 17-year-old young man die in such a violent manner is deeply disturbing, and I have absolutely no doubt that this video will tear at the hearts of all Chicagoans.
Attorney Dan Herbert says Van Dyke is being unfairly tried in the court of public opinion.
People will judge the split-second actions of my client. However, the standard in this case is, what was my client experiencing at the time in which he made this split-second decision to fire?
The county prosecutor in Minneapolis says it will be up to a grand jury whether to bring any criminal charges against police officers in the fatal shooting of a black man. Hennepin County Attorney Mike Freeman says the case will be sent to the grand jury despite requests by black activist groups that he decide on any charges because they feel grand juries are unlikely to indict police officers. Jamar Clark was killed in a confrontation with police on November 15th. His death sparking days of protests. Meanwhile, two men have been arrested in the wounding of five protesters last night outside a police station where they'd been camped since Clark's death. President Obama says Russia is the outlier for continuing to back Syrian President Bashar Assad, while the rest of the world is determined to defeat the Islamic State group in Syria.
Russia right now is a coalition of two. Iran and Russia supporting Assad.
Obama says the downing of a Russian warplane by Turkey points to an ongoing problem with Russia's airstrikes in Syria. This is AP Radio News. Just under 1 million refugees from Syria, Africa, and the Middle East have flooded Germany in the past year. Canada agrees to take in 25,000 Syrian refugees. Immigration and Refugee Manager John McCallum tells CTV.
Through the rest of 2016, we will bring in more refugees. We will bring in government-assisted refugees to make up the difference so that we will have reached the number 25,000 and thereby kept our promise.
Canada's decision comes amid the growing backlash in this country to accepting 10,000 Syrian refugees. Actor John Stamos is sentenced to 3 years of probation on a no-contest plea in Los Angeles to driving under the influence of a drug earlier this year. Stamos has been ordered to go to AA and to counseling. Police didn't say what drug the Full House star had taken. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.